Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Aaron Berlin.
Oh, much like Bobby Roode, it is a glorious Monday, Sam Davis. My name is Aaron Berlin. Thanks for joining us here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Sam Davis is our producer. I am your host today. And you want to know why it's a glorious Monday? Sam, do you know why? I think you know why.
I have a clue.
Kansas is moving on to the Final Four, and for all you doubters out there, I don't care what you said. We took down Duke yesterday. That is going to be the bulk of this conversation today, and I'm going to be honest and frank with you how this show got laid out today. Dante and I were texting back and forth, and I was like, you know what? We could just spend 22 minutes talking about Kansas basketball, and he was like, you know what? You deserve it.
We tried to get Sister Jean, but she big-timed us.
Yeah, she did big-time us. Sister Jean has a Twitter account, would not respond, would not pick up our phone calls either. You think she actually tweets from her Twitter?
I don't know if she's ever typed anything that has a screen.
No, I bet she has.
Typewriter, maybe.
At some point. Well, Magic are off today. They're also off tomorrow. They do not return to action until Wednesday when they welcome in those Brooklyn Nets. Just a reminder, it's never too early to secure your tickets for the 18-19 season. Enjoy every Orlando Magic home game during our 30th anniversary. I do that every time for as low as $12 per game. Call 407-89-MAGIC to purchase your 18-19 full season plan today. No surprise here. Here's what we're talking about.
What's trending now?
Loyola Chicago, supremely confident. All teams are at this level when you get to the Elite Eight. Look at Ingram with the left hand.
And that's it. It's another supernova run to the Final Four for the Wildcats.
That's all she wrote. Winning a school record 32nd game sends the Michigan Wolverines to the Final Four.
The Hawks down three. Don't have to get the three here.
No, go to the rim.
They're going to go for the three, though.
That's it. McBride squares it at 72.
And that is going to do it.
Kansas is still dancing and heading to San Antonio.
Rock, chalk it up. Jayhawks are heading to the Final Four as they will take on Villanova. And I'll tell you what, we talk a lot on this program, pride, passion, perseverance. And there's nothing quite like, we came on this program about 2 weeks ago and we talked about what makes the NCAA tournament unique, what makes it fun to watch. And just in general, it gets your blood pumping because of instances like what we saw this weekend. Loyola Chicago, a program out of Chicago that if you were to do the power rankings, and I think ESPN had a great tweet about this the other day, if you were to do the power rankings for every Chicago sports entity, every school, every professional sports, right now I think Loyola Chicago ranks right up there with the Cubs, don't they, Sam Davis?
Yeah, absolutely. And what I love about the NCAA tournament, going back to the show we did a couple weeks ago, is we start with 68 teams, and the best team is in there somewhere, and now we're all the way down to four in just a matter of two very long weekends of watching a lot of basketball.
And the beautiful thing about it is you never know who is going to emerge out of these. Look, for the state of Florida, it was a wonderful run for Florida State. They got to the Elite Eight. They had an opportunity to go to the Final Four, and that's what makes this so compelling. If you were to ask me throughout the course of a six-month season where I thought Florida State was going to end up in the NCAA tournament, I'll tell you what, I probably thought they were a second-round team at best.
Yeah, it's a heck of a run, and how much good is that going to do for their program going forward?
Yeah, absolutely. You do it in a year where you don't have Dwayne Bacon, you don't have Jonathan Isaac, but yet you get it done and you get to the Elite Eight. So hats off to the Seminoles. But the beautiful thing, I live in Central Florida. It's a long ways away from where I'm from. Same with Sam Davis. And people do not recognize, they do not understand. And so every now and then we get these shows where I have the opportunity to go off and Sam has the opportunity to go off about just how wonderful it is to be a Kansas basketball fan. And yesterday that manifested itself in the best possible way. So a lot of times we talk about in the NCAA tournament, you don't always get the matchups that you want. You don't always get the matchups that you deserve. But yesterday, we got that moment with two titanic programs, two Hall of Fame coaches, and we got a game for the record books that ultimately ended up in Kansas topping Duke. And for me, this game throughout the entire course of the 45 minutes that it was played was a heavyweight matchup. It was two big dogs going head-to-head, and it couldn't have been more fun, could it have, Sam?
Yeah, and when you talk about these blue bloods clashing, Kansas is certainly a blue blood. There's no doubt about that. But they hadn't been to the Final Four in 6 years. And so that pressure really starts weighing on you, especially with Elite Eight loss after Elite Eight loss. And it's nice to finally be back, and I think Bill Self and the team is going to take advantage.
So the four teams we know that are in, we'll talk about it in the second segment. Loyola, Chicago, Michigan, Villanova, and Kansas are your Final Four. We'll talk about that with Kevin Flaherty coming up in the second segment. But just a reminder, it's a tie game. The clock is winding down. Want to know what happens next? Get live play-by-play with your Orlando Magic mobile app, even when you're on the go, so you don't miss a minute of the action. Download it for free today and enjoy in-depth stats of the most diehard Magic fans. You can find it in the iTunes Store or on your Android device. That does it for us here in the first segment. We're back with Kevin Flaherty in segment number two.
IDC is one of the largest, most successful independent jewelers in America, period.
International Diamond Center owner Keith LeClaire.
We have one of the largest selection of GIA certified diamonds in America.
So if you're diamond shopping at IDC, you can see 10, 15, 20 or more diamonds and make the right choice with confidence.
We're going to be able to show you multiple diamonds in your price range for you to make a good decision.
International Diamond Center, taking all the mystery out of buying diamonds.
We are the diamond experts.
Exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic.
Back to Simmons again to the top, and he got it down. He climbed up there, sent it down and in.
Get the Orlando Magic mobile app to find in-depth statistics in real time, as well as the latest team news and must-see videos. Check out game-by-game breakdowns to see how your favorite players perform. Plus, get advanced stats and live play-by-play coverage, whether you're at the game or on the go. Download the Orlando Magic mobile app today and get the in-depth coverage Magic fans deserve.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit five or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
Right there. People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A. Are you looking for help with a home improvement or construction project? Well, Carol Bradford is a licensed and insured family-owned company that has been trusted for years to provide quality work and quality products. They can assist with home improvement projects that include roofing, windows, siding, and many other services, and they can also provide turnkey solutions for new construction and commercial projects that include concrete, framing, and roofing. To speak with a professional, simply call 407-647-9420 or visit them online at carolbradford.com.
Hey, Magic fans, here is a pass that always leads to a score. Buy or renew an eligible Walt Disney World annual pass at Amway Center this season and score a free Orlando Magic blue or white Nike Swingman jersey while promotional supplies last. One annual pass gets you a year of theme park magic at all four Walt Disney World parks and an Orlando Magic jersey. That's twice the magic. Visit the Orlando Magic Team Shop at Amway Center or OrlandoMagic.com/annual pass for more information.
Today, with Florida Hospitals Care Network, you have access to medical experts like never before. When you need Orlando's most trusted emergency team, right around the corner. When you need urgent care, within 10 minutes of wherever you live, work, or play. Even when you need an affordable, convenient medical expert, right on your smartphone or tablet. However you need your medical care, Florida Hospital is there, now and always. Discover more at SomedayStartsToday.com.
Hey, Dante, what's your favorite thing about a Magic win?
Well, that's easy, Aaron. 50% off at PapaJohns.com. The day after every Magic win, Papa John's is giving fans 50% off their entire order when they order online at PapaJohns.com.
Just enter the one-word code MAGICWIN when you order online at PapaJohns.com and get 50% off your online order the day after every Magic win.
Magic fans, celebrate a Magic win with Papa John's.
Valid only online at participating locations in the Central Florida area. Better ingredients, better pizza. What's up, Papa John's?
This is Robert Palmer, president of RP Funding, your Florida direct mortgage lender. If you want to use the equity in your home for home improvements or to pay off high interest rate credit cards, I'm here to help. Just refinance your mortgage with RP Funding and I'll pay all your closing costs. I've paid over $20 million in closing costs and I'll pay yours. Call RP Funding, 855-773-8634, 855-773-8634, or visit rpfunding.com. Go Magic!
See website for terms and conditions, NMLS 7168, Equal Housing.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
Hey, welcome back. Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center rolls along. Magic off today and tomorrow. They are back in action on Wednesday as they host the Brooklyn Nets. But the story of today, the story of the weekend, has always been and always will be the NCAA tournament. All four teams have punched their ticket to the Final Four. We know who the participants are. Kansas and Villanova, and on the opposite side of the bracket will be Loyola, Chicago, and John Beilein and his Michigan Wolverines. Well, just a reminder, Magic fans, want to play like a pro? Sign up for spring basketball camps presented by United Healthcare. Boys and girls ages 6 through 17 of all skill levels are welcome. Learn skills, get Magic gear, and receive a ticket to a Magic game. Register now at OrlandoMagic.com. Well, we talked about this in the first segment. We told you who we would be joined by. Now we are joined by the one, the only, Kevin Flaherty of CBS Sports. He's also now essentially become a friend of the program. Kevin, welcome back for the second time in as many weeks.
Thanks. Thanks a bunch for having me.
Oh, anytime. Well, I'll tell you what. I thought yesterday's basketball game between the Kansas Jayhawks and the Duke Blue Devils was a basketball game that really I think everyone around the nation had been clamoring for, at least in this tournament. You know, when you look at the bracket, when everything comes out, you think you're going to have matchups like this. But sometimes, and like what we've learned this year, those matchups don't always occur. But I thought for the sake of the tournament and for the sake of what March Madness is all about, that game between the Duke Blue Devils and the Kansas Jayhawks was one that is going to be a classic and one that this tournament really needed.
Sure. And it's funny because you even look in the Midwest bracket, you know, before they even got to that point, so many people were drooling over the possibility of Michigan State and Duke in the Sweet 16. And yeah, a lot of people felt like that was where the Final Four team was going to come from, more so than on the upper side of that bracket. But it was a fascinating matchup, I think, not only in terms of, you know, both teams being really good, both teams being blue bloods, you know, and all the different side stories, but it was a fascinating game because of the way the two teams matched up with each other. You know, with Duke, you really had the four freshmen surrounding Grayson Allen. You had Marvin Bagley and Wendell Carter as, you know, arguably the biggest and best front line in all of college basketball. And you had them playing against a Kansas team that was a lot more experienced, but at the same time, a lot smaller and liked to play four shooters around their center. And so stylistically, you know, they say that styles make fights in boxing, and style certainly helped to make that fight, you know, really interesting. And certainly, you know, Coach Krzyzewski against Coach Self made it really fascinating to see sort of the adjustments and the way that game tinkered, and it couldn't have wound up being a better basketball game, especially in the final 10 or so minutes.
And Kevin, to me, that was one of the fascinating things that happened in the course of this basketball game, was the chess match that was going on between Coach K and Bill Self. I mean, in that first half, we saw at one point Self go to a zone, and the second that Coach K counteracted with a shooter, he completely went out of it. So to watch those two battle each other for 45 minutes, that was as entertaining almost as what the basketball game actually was.
Sure. And Duke, you know, knew that they couldn't match up from a man standpoint with Kansas, but at the same time, they went with, you know, sort of two or three different variations of zone and tried to confuse them that way. And one of the most fascinating stats, I thought, from last night's game was that Bill Self and Kansas were able to get 15 points out of timeouts. And Self is a coach that's kind of known throughout college basketball for his ability to scheme and get points out of those situations. But you think about it, I mean, that's not just the game margin when you're talking about a game that goes to overtime. That's the difference between being in a game and not being in a game and having a 10-point loss and your season ended early. And so, you know, I really thought, you know, watching both of them sort of go back and forth, watching, you know, Bill Self is a guy who, when somebody gets two fouls, he immediately sits them in the first half and will not bring them back in, you know, unless it's the most dire of circumstances. And you saw Coach K with, you know, two fouls on Wendell Carter, brought him back in the first half, and he actually picked up his third, you know, in the first half. And so you had two coaches, both Hall of Fame guys, both of them known for their ability to coach within the game itself, really, you know, with contrasting styles, and it was a lot of fun to see those two go against each other as well.
Newman finishes with 32 points yesterday, 8 of 19 from the floor, 5 of 12 from 3. And to just go back to what you were saying, you know, his three-point percentage, at least dating back to the Big 12 tournament, has been fantastic. But I do want to shift this conversation a little bit, because to me, about these games, the amazing thing is how fast the narrative can change. You know, if that shot by Grayson Allen at the end of regulation falls in, then all that we're talking about today is how Coach K is great, how he was able to kind of change this team on the fly, and also how Bill Self can't get past the Elite Eight. Well, now the conversation has shifted to, you know, was there mistakes by Coach K not getting the most out of this team defensively? And is what he is doing now with these one and dones like a Bagley, is that the right perception for a Duke Blue Devil team that for years built their reputation off scrappy guys that they got the most out of, where now the last couple of years they've completely changed to more of a brand instead of a team that I think traditionally competes for national championships every year?
Well, you know, the interesting thing about that is I've talked to a lot of coaches throughout the country, and, you know, Jay Wright has had as much success as anybody over the last 3 or 4 year period. And he's one of the guys that says, look, we're all going for those one and done guys. We all want that kind of talent. It's just that not all of us can get them. And I think it's interesting in that last year you had a title winner in North Carolina that had, you know, I think three different five-star prospects who were in their junior or senior years. For whatever reason, you know, they didn't become the NBA talent that people thought maybe they would. And so because of that, you know, you have a team that's both talented and highly experienced, and they go on to win the national title. The year before that, you had that Villanova team that had a lot of guys that were sort of in that 25 to 50 or 75 range as recruits. So, I mean, certainly not guys that, you know, you're fighting with Loyola Chicago over. But, you know, they wound up having a very experienced team. And I think that one of the downsides of pursuing the most talent is the great equalizer. You can beat anybody on the right night when you have talent, even if you aren't well coached. But the problem with it is when you get into March and it's such a small sample size, and one thing going right or one thing going wrong can be the difference between you going home or not going home. You know, at that point, it becomes really easy for people to look at it and second guess the way you built your team and say, well, maybe if Duke had spent more on man-to-man defense this year, they would have gone further. Or maybe if, you know, Krzyzewski had concentrated more on getting a few more 3 and 4 year players, he would have been in a better spot. But, you know, the flip side of that argument, I think, is to look at Kansas, which has a very experienced team this year, but did last year as well.
Yeah.
And Kansas lost in the Elite Eight last year against Oregon. And the main reason I always felt like they lost that game was just, you know, kind of, and it sounds trite to say it this way, especially in a game that Oregon won fairly solidly, but was largely just luck. I mean, you look at it, Oregon leads by 6 points heading into halftime, and Tyler Dorsey banks in 2 three-pointers. On the other end, Devontae Graham, I think, has 3 different 3-pointers that pretty much are like Grayson Allen's final shot that hit every part of the rim and rim out. And sometimes it's just as simple as saying that. And we shouldn't try to attach, you know, so much extra meaning onto this in terms of, well, this coach succeeded, this coach failed because of what happens in March. Because when you're either in or out based on one game, and in some cases one or two plays, it's pretty easy for that narrative to shift, like you said, really quickly.
Absolutely. And it's so much of a product of, if you're hitting shots, you look really good that day. And if you're not hitting shots, well, then you got to find other ways to make it happen. And, you know, the scary thing for so many of these teams is, at least from a Kansas perspective, yeah, Malik Newman has played great and he's averaged close to 23 points per game. But I just feel like that they have not hit on all cylinders quite yet. You know, Devontae Graham goes for 11 points. And, you know, sometimes you feel like that he's not living up to what his regular season was yet. And so that's what's scary from this Kansas perspective. But from a Villanova perspective and from the rest of this Final Four, this Villanova team is really good. And I think they have a really good mix of veteran leadership and NBA talent on the way. And that's what makes this next intriguing matchup in the national semifinal so intriguing.
Sure. And you look at all four teams that are remaining, and all four of them can shoot the ball and can shoot the ball from several positions. All four of them are ranked in the top 50 nationally in effective field goal percentage. Three of them are top 10 in the country in effective field goal percentage. And so it is about whether you're hitting shots or not. And that's been one of the things to emerge from this tournament. With Villanova, I think the interesting thing is when you have a dog and it's a puppy, you look at his paws, and you know, when it has, you know, quote unquote, big paws on the puppy, you say, okay, that's going to grow up to be a pretty big dog, even though the dog itself is not big yet. And I think 2 years ago, we saw big paws on the puppy when you're looking at Jalen Brunson and Mikal Bridges. Both of those guys were guys who played a lot, you know, if not started. Bridges was maybe the first guy off the bench on that year's team. But they did so much on that team's run to the national title that year that you said, okay, they're not where they're at yet, but these guys are going to be the big dogs soon. And that's precisely what you have now. You have two guys that helped Villanova to win the national title 2 years ago, and now the team's built around them. And you know, you fill in the blanks with guys like Dante DiVincenzo and Omari Spellman. And it's a team that has the experience, but at the same time, guys who have been in this situation before, been to the Final Four before, been in the national championship game before. And I think that Villanova, the number one thing you take away from them, other than the fact that their offense is historically good, is the fact that they're just calm.
Yeah.
You know, they get in that game with West Virginia, and West Virginia is a team that throws so many teams off their game, and there's 10 minutes left, and, you know, you would have thought Villanova's players were settling in to watch an opera or something. And the same thing against Texas Tech. They just operate on such a calm plane, and I think that's one of the things that you really notice when you watch this Villanova team a lot, is there just isn't a whole lot that gets them up or down in a certain situation, and they just sort of keep humming on. And a lot of that is because of the leadership of Jalen Brunson and Mikal Bridges.
Absolutely. Hey, Kevin, I have to get out of here, but I'm going to leave you with this parting question. We know what the Final Four is. We know what the matches are. Loyola Chicago opposite of Michigan. And then, of course, the late night, the cap will probably be what I think a lot of people are saying will be the de facto national championship game, Villanova and Kansas. What's your prediction for the national semifinal, and who's your national champion?
Sure. I do think Michigan's going to get by Loyola Chicago, who's had a great run, but I think Michigan has some matchups there that they're going to be able to exploit maybe a little bit better than some of the other teams that Loyola Chicago had played. And I like Villanova because I think that Villanova is a lot like Kansas in style of play and personnel. And I think Villanova is basically a little bit better version of what Kansas is in the national title game. I think Villanova is going to go ahead and win that one, both based on the experience factor, them having been there before, and the fact that Villanova is just such a tough team to stop when you can score from every position on the court like that. They may finish this NCAA tournament up, depending on how their next few games go, with the top offense since 2001, 2002. And that's just how long KenPom's been tracking. And so that just kind of tells you that this is, you know, not just an elite offense this year, but even historically speaking, and I think that that's what's going to push Villanova through to ultimately win the title.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's been a lot of fun to watch. I can't wait till Saturday. And Kevin, thanks so much for taking the time and joining us. We really appreciate it. This has been great stuff.
All right, thanks a lot.
That was Kevin Flaherty of CBS Sports Interactive and also 247sports.com. You can catch him on Twitter at KFlaherty247. Check him out. He does a great job. Good job by our producer, Sam Davis, getting him today. That does it for us here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. We're back tomorrow. Frank Vogel is on the phone. Dante's back in his chair. It'll be a lot of fun. Thanks, guys, for listening. And if you didn't, pick Kansas to go all the way to the national championship. It's happening. See you, guys. Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
People are fast.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
Magic fans, it's never too early to secure your tickets for the 2018-19 season. With the Fast Break Season Pass, you can enjoy every Orlando Magic home game during our 30th anniversary season for as low as $12 per game. Enjoy the surprise of different seats each night and catch every pulse-pounding play with only a few swipes on your smartphone. Call 407-89-MAGIC to buy your Fast Break Season Pass today. Bleeding Blue is pure magic.